Do I want to live my philosophy or talk my philosophy? That's a good question. A very good question. It's Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Do I want to live my philosophy or talk my philosophy? When I was a student at the Chicago Theological Seminary in the graduate school, there were the privilege of several students to be called in by some of the professors to have evening tea with them, to spend an evening with them and discuss things that were on our mind. And the discussions were usually quite intellectual, quite deep and quite probing. And as students, we were able to match wits with the professors because we didn't know, and our stupidity made us brilliant because we were able to be interested and ask deep probing questions that we really didn't know were deep and probing because they were so unique, they were so special, they were so divine. They were just so light and charming and wonderful. And really, that's what deep probing questions are all about. That's what life is all about. What is it that we want to do? What is it that we are interested in for our life? Well, Henry Breitenstein, Breitenkamp, sent me a quote from Sister Teresa. And in it, it was, "Clarity is freedom." And I thought it was quite a well-written little piece of poetry and quite a charming idea. And she writes, "Clarity is freedom. I had tea yesterday with a great theologian, and he asked me, 'What is your experience of God's will?' I like that question, for the distribution of thought hones thought in others. Clarity, I know, is freedom. What is my experience of God's will?" Everyone is a traveler. Most all need lodging, food, and clothes. I let enter my mouth what will enrich me. I wear what will make my eyes content. I sleep where I will, wake with the strength to deeply love all my mind, to deeply love all that my mind can hold. What is God's will for a wing? Every bird knows that." The depth of our probing into philosophical and theological and psychological thoughts is quite something. And if we enter into this depth of probing and we find it delightful, then our life is delightful. But think about it. What is God's will for a wing? And as Sister Teresa writes, every bird knows that. What is God's will for you, for me, for our life? What is our purpose in life? What is our direction in life? Where do we want to go? What do we want to accomplish? If our spiritual philosophy does not encompass every avenue of our daily life, our spiritual philosophy is not correct. If our spiritual philosophy does not just naturally flow with all of the incidentals and all of the desires and all of the thoughts that go on in our consciousness, then our philosophy is sort of an unkind experience. Think for yourself. When are you the happiest? It's when you're being yourself and having fun. When is a wing most fulfilling? When it's being used to fly. But that's not true. That's not true at all. That's what we think. We think the wing is when it's most useful for flying. But where does a bird spend most of its time? It spends most of its time one place or another, standing on a power line, standing on a tree branch, standing digging for a worm, or whatever it does. And its wings are gathered about its body. Its wings are its cloak. Its wings are its magic. Its wings are its beauty. Its wings are all sorts of wonderful things. But really, what are its wings? Does a bird really know what its wings are? No. But what it does, it uses its wings. It allows its wings to be everywhere about it. It allows its wings to give itself the opportunity to fly into the heavens, to soar from tree to tree, to go from mountaintop to mountaintop, to go from continent to continent, from world to world almost. Who knows what birds do, what the capacity of a bird is, and what the ability of a bird is. But do the wings know what it is, or do the birds know what God's will is for a wing? No, they just live it. They just are it. They're not concerned about the theological imports. They're not concerned about all of the philosophical and psychological attitudes that man would have about his life and what it's supposed to be. They just live it. The University of Healing has been teaching since 1948 the wonderful concept, be yourself and have fun. That's the primary desire of the wing, is to be itself and have fun. The primary desire of the bird is to be itself and have fun, and its wings are part of that. It's the primary desire of man to be himself and have fun. For what is man? Man is a beautiful expression of infinite wisdom. Is a dog a beautiful expression of infinite wisdom? Yes, in the manner that a dog expresses it. And a bird is an expression of infinite wisdom in the manner that it expresses it. But man is a unique expression of infinite wisdom insofar as man knows itself. All is God, and all is expressing as God. A stone truly is God. All is God. There's nothing that exists or that doesn't exist even that is not God. All is God. So all is designed to be itself and have fun. Now a stone is designed to be itself and have fun. And what constitutes fun for a stone? Well, how do we know? Does a stone have fun being picked up by some child and being thrown into the water and skipped across the top of the waves of the water? Does a stone have fun sitting there watching the world go by and listening to the stories of nature and of man as they pass by? What is God's will for any of us? What is the gift of heaven for any of us? Clarity and freedom is to know that gift, and ours is the opportunity to know it. Are you ready to know that gift? Are you ready to be it? Are you ready to experience it? Are you ready to fall in love with it? Well, then stop your anxious churning and churning and churning and saying, why is this happening and why is that happening and what is all of this all about? And just live your philosophy. Now, how do you live your philosophy? Very simply. Whatever comes to you in your mind, follow it. But sometimes what comes to me in my mind is not so good. Well, why do you say it's not so good? Do you say it's not so good for you to think that you don't want to associate with certain people because they're kind of hard on your mental apparatus? Well, then don't associate with them. Or is it a clarion call saying to you, hey, wake up. It's time for you to look at yourself differently. Why do you see that person as an undesirable person to be with? Why do you have in your consciousness the idea that anything you have created in your world, and that's the other person, is not desirable? Oh boy, oh boy. Better get my act back in order. I know what to do. I know exactly what to do. Love one another. Love all. Unconditional love, no matter what, love them. You don't have to do what everyone does. You do what you do. But you love all. You love them totally, compassionately, sympathetically, understandingly, joyously. You love with such a love that only you can know the depth of that love. The profoundness of philosophical, theological thinkers is nothing on the profoundness of a child's thought that says, "Mommy, I love you." Can you think of anything deeper and more impressive than a child saying to its mommy, "I love you," or to its friend, "Here, take my toy, you can keep it. Here, have my apple. I'm really not hungry." Or, "Just have my apple." And whether you're hungry or not, you say, "Have my apple." You give. And giving is one of the greatest expressions of being yourself and having fun. Because it's only as you open the present that the present becomes exciting. Oh, it's exciting inside of that hidden package, that hidden box, that hidden paper. And it's exciting to shake it and wonder what it is. What can it be? What can it be? But then you receive the gift. And the gift is whatever it may be. And then you take that gift and you look at it and you play with it and you think, "How wonderful this is." And then your friend comes along and your friend says, "What a beautiful toy, what a beautiful thing." And you know that it was your gift, it was given to you to do with anything you want. And what's going to make you the happiest in the world right now is to take that gift that was given to you and give it to your friend and say, "Here, would you like this?" Or not even, "Here, would you like this?" "Here, this is yours." "Oh, thank you, thank you." And that gift will be immortal in your heart. That gift will be eternal in your life. That gift will be grander than anything that in itself it was, because it was something that you freely, lovingly gave to someone else that you loved, someone else that you felt good about. What is God's will for me? What is God's will for anything? To give, to share, to live, to be as beautiful as you possibly can be in every magnificent way. What is God's will, God's gift for me? God's will and God's gift for me is to be myself and have fun, to live in such beauty and such wisdom and such wonder that all I could ever think about is the joy of being. And to return to Sister Teresa of Avila and her bit of poetry here, clarity is freedom. I had tea yesterday with a great theologian, and he asked me, "What is your experience of God's will?" I like that question. For the distillation of thought hones thought in others. Clarity, I know, is freedom. And what is my experience of God's will? Everyone is a traveler. Most all need lodging, food, and clothes. I let enter my mouth what will enrich me. I wear what will make my eye content. I sleep where I will, wake with the strength to deeply love all my mind can hold. What is God's will for a wing? Every bird knows that. What is God's will for me? To be myself and to have fun. And truly, I do. I love you. I love you. I love you.